Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Welcome, Bark Radio listeners. I'm thinking today, Terry, we might talk about how animal lovers actually can make a difference legally in this world.
Yeah, we had a down-home incident around here, mm-hmm. and around here is Richmond, Virginia. And we're talking about specifically about House Bill 2482.
And, you know, this was one of those things that we didn't know anything about, and all of a sudden one day the emails hit from the Richmond SPCA, among others, to just give everyone a heads up that everyone needed to start calling their delegates, their representatives here in Richmond. And this bill was insane. It would have set
That's saying nice things about it.
Really. It just setting back animal welfare, like, you know, 20 years.
20 years, easy, yeah.
The kinds of things that it would do would be, and this just blows my mind. I'm going to read this one bulleted item because it just, it would return an abused animal to the person or entity convicted of animal abuse so the person or entity could sell the animal and, of course, continue to abuse them. Mm-hmm. Who puts that back into law? That's nuts.
Well, if you read through all the details of it, my opinion is that this was driven in part by the pet stores and puppy raisers because they wanted to get to a point where there was less controls around them in Virginia.
Because our rules are rather
strict,
tight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are some about specifically about abuse, but then there are other things because abuse is kind of generically defined.
Mm-hmm.
And puppy mills would be considered abuse.
Oh, yeah. Here's one of the bulleted items. It would permit pet dealers and pet stores to continue to sell animals even following a conviction of abuse, cruelty, or neglect. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I think that's pretty straightforward. Who drove that? Now, what I want to know is, you know, whose hand they greased to get this thing out.
Right. What person in their right mind would think that they were going to slide this thing through in this day and age of communication? So the really, really fabulous news is the word went out and animal lovers came forward and the bill got tabled.
For quote-unquote further review, which I suspect it'll never leave that table.
I'm suspecting that because I'm guessing there was just a huge uproar and their phones were probably jammed. And if they want that to happen again, they'll bring it back to the table.
Yeah, unless they try to slide it through some greasy way. I mean, Virginia is especially Richmond, is a very animal-friendly area. Mm-hmm. And once the word went out, you saw everybody up in arms. This was people coming together, messages going out.
The internet was humming.
Oh, God. There must have been a glow coming out of Richmond as all these messages were going. But it was cool to see because, Richmond SPCA, our friend Robin, mm-hmm. That's where I first saw it.
Me too.
And, but it went out through Richmond Pet Lovers, mm-hmm. which is Mary Archer. And
then everybody was sharing it on Facebook and Twitter and their own blogs and all that.
Yeah,
and
we marketed it to the Twitter world. We were out there. I was pissed.
Well, yeah. So, and I think that's really a great lesson, folks, that, you know, if you just get the word in time before some stupid bill does sneak its way through in your town, man, I just hope you all have people like our Richmond SPCA who can let you know it's going to happen and you can raise some hell and prevent backsliding for, you know, the animal world. We all want so badly for there to be better laws and stronger laws to protect animals. And then this crap comes along and you're like, okay, can't happen.
Yeah.
Not in our town. So go Richmond.
That's right. That's right. Was quick, too. It was about 3 days from
From
get to go, exactly. It was just,
hey, ain't happening.
We're done. That's all right.
Woohoo!
Overwhelming response was, I think, what they referenced.
Yeah, I bet whoever that person was who brought that to the table.
I can't recall his name, but I know
I bet he's glad.
Yeah.
Because, he's probably backpedaled as quickly as he could when he saw the response.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got, Terry?
Well, our friends at Richmond Animal League have started a thrift store.
Ew.
Yeah, they're over on Midlothian Turnpike, which mm-hmm. is south of the river for mm-hmm. folks that know the area, and they're right in Midlothian Station Shopping Center.
And so what kind of stuff's in their thrift store? Is it people stuff or doggy stuff? Really?
Yeah.
So it's a real thrift store?
Real thrift store to raise money.
Wow.
They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and I think it was 9 to 4, but if you check their website, you can find out for sure.
That's
really cool. But they're accepting donations, and if you want to volunteer there, you can do that too.
I think it's a really neat way to raise money for a great group, smaller than the Richmond SPCA, but man, they're a vital rescue group.
They are. They got great programs. They have the low-cost, no-cost spay and neuter clinic, which the Richmond SPCA does mm-hmm. too, but mm-hmm. they just put in that whole new facilities, and they're really rocking and rolling. They're getting to be bigger.
And if I got this right, I think this information is correct, the Richmond SPCA is the one in town that takes owner surrenders. They're the biggest one in town that takes their owner surrenders.
Yeah.
And I think Richmond Animal League does a lot of pulling from kill shelters,
mm-hmm.
if I got
that's
that
my understanding,
right. Yeah.
too, yeah.
And so, you know, great jobs. You know, you need people doing both of those things. And rock on, Richmond Animal League, yeah. They're a great little group.
Yeah, just to clarify, though, Richmond SPCA doesn't just take animal surrenders.
Right.
But they do. They're one of the bigger ones that will take them.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
They still, my understanding is they still do the same temperament test that they do with any dog before they take it in. But,
yeah.
But so that's good. That's
yeah, rock on, RAL.
Yeah,
so everybody go buy your thrift over there.
I need some new stuff.
Yeah, me too, man. All right, what else?
Interesting article this week from Best Friends Animal Society in Kanab, Utah.
What are they up to?
Well, they were celebrating a one-year anniversary of Handsome Dan, which is one of the victory dogs, in being in his home. And there was a really nice write-up from the family, the changes the dog went through in the time he was there. And or the time while he's been there that first year is mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say, because he, you know, he already went through the rehabilitation at Best Friends,
right?
And he just, like we talked before with dogs, he, once he got into his home, his personality changed even more for the better.
Mm-hmm. So he blossomed.
Yeah, he was shy, and now he's not so shy. Now they're saying it used to be he wouldn't ask for anything. Now he asks for everything. So they're thinking they're going to have to train
dog.
That one. Yeah.
But that's a normal dog, man. Hey, can I have another cookie, please? Just one more.
Just one more.
Or can you like play with a squeaky toy with me now? Push, shove, push, shove.
Exactly.
That is wonderful, though. When you see real, true dog spirit come out in a dog who's been abused, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it was really cool. We'll put a link up for it so you guys can read it yourself. Great picture too. It's Handsome Dan's there on the floor with the baby.
Aww.
It's a cute picture. It's really
oh,
cute.
I haven't read it yet. I have to.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
And this I found interesting. I'm taking Dee knows, we've been talking about it. I'm taking some behavior classes locally because that's stuff I find interesting. Animal behavior, not people behavior, but that'd be
way easier.
Yeah. But Sarah Babcock from the Richmond SPCA is teaching it, mm-hmm. and she's a real interesting lady. But I didn't know that the American SPCA website has a virtual behaviorist. And if you have a behavior question across multiple animals, not just dogs, that you can do use their system to try to find answers to a behavior problem.
Really?
I haven't played with it yet, but I found it fascinating that they would do that.
That's very cool.
It'd be interesting to see how it works.
Right.
If it's accurate. Because if it's wrong, then it's going to really screw up things. But
absolutely. If it's accurate, man, that's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Okay, we'll have to play with it.
Yeah, I want to test it. We've got to mm-hmm. come up with some real tough questions
mm-hmm.
and
absolutely.
See if it comes back with, you know, feed them Jell-O or something stupid like
right.
that.
Or give them away or.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really. That's interesting, though. You know, the miracles of cyber world
yeah.
just blow my mind. So many wonderful things are happening. Just like getting that message out, you know, about that bill. Things used to happen in closed rooms, and information was so much harder to come by. But this whole virtual behavior thing, I love this.
Yeah,
we'll have to check it out.
Check it out. It's either going to be really cool or suck.
That's
right. I don't think there's a middle ground
there
in that
is
arena.
Not. So we'll report back on that. We'll let you know which way it goes. Well, I think that's is that an episode?
I don't have anything else unless you do.
I don't. That's
all
a wrap.
Right. See you guys.